True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, I'm a skeptic. I see stuff in the news. I see scientific stuff. And sometimes I will look at that and say, that doesn't make sense to me. Now, sometimes I get flack for it. People are like, oh, you don't trust anything. You don't believe anything. But other times I turn out to be right. Like, for example, the whole Bran Muffins thing. Remember that was Bran Muffins was going to save your heart? And that Wilford Brimley guy was on TV talking about Bran? And then they came back and they said, oops, our study was flawed. Bran's really not a big deal at all. And they did that with things like ginkgo biloba, and it was going to make your memory better. I forgot what happened with that one. But all these different studies, they come out, they tell you one thing, but sometimes they don't add up in your mind. You're going, that doesn't make sense. This latest one. They just came out with a thing, the American Journal of Gastroenterology, which is your guts, and they said, hey, IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, we think we found the cause of it. We think it's gravity. And wow. I'm like, I can't be the only person to go, huh? Like, gravity causes IBS? I mean, we all have gravity.
It also causes my butt not to be as high as I'd like.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That ain't the only thing, right?
Butt syndrome.
And they say gravity intolerance may be the cause. What was really weird, they said our body systems are constantly being pulled downward, and if our gastroenterological systems or our guts cannot manage the drag of gravity, then it can cause issues like pain, cramping, lightheadedness, sweating, rapid heartbeat, back issues, and overgrowth of bacteria in the gut, which are much of the same symptoms as IBS.
Well, there you go. Next time this happens to you, because you talk about it all the time, now you've got something else to blame it on.
Well, now here's what's weird about it, is they go on to say that they believe that our brain and body may not have evolved to manage gravity properly. When do we need to evolve to manage gravity? We've always had gravity. I don't think there was a time when we didn't have gravity and now we had to evolve to handle it.
Well, yeah. I'm honestly kind of glad we have gravity in that area, if you know what I mean.
I'm glad we have gravity everywhere.
I don't want to be floating around.
The only time you don't want gravity is when you stepped off a high cliff or building by accident. But the rest of the time, gravity is really important. But the idea that it causes IBS is just screams weirdness to me.
Yeah, that's weird.
So it like pulls the food down? I think I'm confused.
They are saying that normally your body has to regulate how fast it pulls it down and keep it in the right areas, the right length of time. And sometimes the gravity just pulls it down before it has a chance to do everything.
Yeah. I don't know. There's some kind of PSA about that.
Really?
They might explain it. Yeah, let's listen.
There's an invisible and relentless force acting on your bowels right now, and it could be the cause of IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, and it's gravity intolerance. You know that gut feeling you get when falling on a roller coaster? Imagine carrying a big sack of potatoes and suddenly... gravity fails. Your diaphragm can slip down and compress your intestines. The result? Mr. Poopy Pants. If you have IBS, you might be prone to overpredicting G-force threats. The cure? Eliminate gravity. That's not really an option, so good luck with that. Wow. This message brought to you by Depends.
I think I need some Pepto.
I think so. That was a PSA they sent us to play on the radio.
I don't believe that. I'm going to be a skeptic again.
Sorry. I know the kids right now are laughing.
Okay, good.
You got to be at least 13 or under to appreciate that kind of humor,
yeah,
right there.
Pretty much. And Hawk certainly does.
Yes, I do.
So
next time you're just going to say I'm gravity intolerant?
No, I'm not ever going to talk about it again now.
Oh, sorry.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Okay, girls, got you back here.
Thank you.
Flirting mistakes every woman makes.
Oh, boy.
All right, so these are some things you might be doing. You want to stop because these are mistakes.
Okay, I'm interested in this just because I feel like I can help.
No, you can't, Radio Romeo. Now, we already know pretending that you like the same music or something like that, if the relationship continues, he's going to figure out that you really are not into that music. You don't want to lie about stuff.
What was that movie? I think Julia Roberts, where every guy she dated, she liked the eggs.
All the stuff?
She liked only what he liked.
Oh, okay.
Like the type of eggs that he liked. That's what every guy she dated. And I've seen that with friends and family. It's like they get into a relationship and automatically everything he likes, they like, whether they did or not.
Well, and time and truth goes hand in hand. Because eventually...
What's that mean?
That means that eventually he's going to figure out, she really don't like those eggs or don't like that music.
Unless she keeps it up.
Yeah.
I think you were talking about Pretty Woman. Julia Roberts.
That's the only movie Tom knows Julia Roberts was in.
It was like a chick flick. Best friend's wedding or something.
All right.
Like
flirting mistakes every woman makes.
I'll find out.
Getting too tipsy to the point where you can't control your limbs. Like if you're that wavy car dealership, blow up thing that's waving their hands all over the place. Or
don't make fun of my dance moves.
You're okay. It could be dance moves. It could be you're too tipsy and you're trying to stay up on those high heels.
That's the milkshake that brings all the boys to the yard.
No, it's not.
Yeah, woo.
No. It does, but it brings the boys you don't want.
Yeah.
And you're like, I see an opportunity here.
Mm-hmm. So watch out. Don't get too tipsy because that is a mistake that you're making as far as flirting technique anyway. They say, stalking his social media accounts like a bounty hunter. Now, there's a fine line between just, liking a few posts on Facebook or on his social media accounts, but, liking all the posts, replying to all the tweets and Instagram, everything. And
even
going back a few years.
Yeah, you never like it. You can go back a few years, but you never like it. Then they know.
Sucks when you accidentally hit that like.
I know. You're like, how quickly can I unlike this? Yeah. And you get the notification.
I hope he's not on right now.
That's the same feeling I get when I misspell stuff, my post on Facebook.
You should be used to it.
Okay. They say winking. Let's see your best wink there, Tori. That looks like a pirate.
She's stroking out.
It's like someone got something in their eye.
I think I'm doing a good job.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Don't.
It's flinching.
They say the wink is out. Just go ahead and smile at
it
the guy
is, isn't it?
If you're into the guy. So.
Now, when you say smile, is it a smirk or are we talking like a toothy grin?
Okay,
because if I come at you like
smirk.
Okay, it wasn't that bad, Kato.
It's never one of those.
Let's not
either.
Be dramatic.
add that to the wink.
Honestly, I think a wink is fine. It doesn't matter what you do. Guys are very laid back about how you flirt with them.
Sure.
I think I do good on the dating scene. I've got the good dance moves, like the squiggly thing outside the car dealerships. I got the pirate wink and the growl grin. I'm a catch.
John's a lucky man.
Well, he is.
It's astonishing you're married.
Anybody's listen, all you guys out there, she is taken. All right.
Yeah. I know.
Let's just clarify.
Don't stand in line anymore.
So, if you want to add something to that, they say a flirting mistake every woman makes is giggling nonstop like a clown on nitrous oxide.
Ugh.
And if you got a croup to add to that,
yeah. Smokers.
please stop.
Oh, my Lanta. Really? Yeah. Could you not?
Lanta. But, you know, like, you do hear certain laughs. Some women have, like, they laugh like animals, like laughing hyenas or something. Let's hear your laugh. Go.
No, I don't like being put on the pressure.
God. I just watched a video that's popular right now of this woman, and it's, I think, an older one that came back, and they're at the wedding, and he mispronounces the vows and says waffles instead of lawfully.
Yeah.
Waffly. And so she starts laughing this obnoxiously funny laugh.
I would have walked away if I were him.
But see, I'm like, that's the, you find someone, you don't care if they have a weird laugh. Right. That becomes endearing.
Yeah. And you don't ever want to be that person who makes someone feel bad about their laugh. Just be glad that they're happy.
No, we want you to feel bad about your laugh.
Finally, flirting mistake a woman makes, they say, being mean to him in a way that you're pretty sure is flirty, but he doesn't feel that way. They gave an example. It's the one time I teased a guy who was insecure about his height in a way that I figured, you know, he'd just kind of laugh it off. And she goes, I thought it would be like, ha-ha, you're insecure about this, but I'm so into you, it does not matter that you're short.
That's not how he took it.
Exactly. And so she realized that at that point. She goes, nope, it sounded mean. So you got to watch out for those kind of snide, snarky, sarcastic comments that may not go over with him.
Especially with something that has made him feel self-conscious his whole life.
Yeah.
And I would agree something like that. Now, I dated a girl when I was in my, like, 19, 20 age that we
were... 1920s.
We were 19 or 20. And so it was a very sarcastic relationship, but I really clicked with her as well as almost anyone but my wife, I have to say that. But it was like we spoke the same language.
Oh, yeah, Lord.
You and Tori just
alike. No, we are not.
We're besties.
His glory days.
I don't understand.
You're talking about this romance.
No, it wasn't my glory days. It's just a person I met that I clicked with. Sarcastic. We were the same sarcastic language.
And that kind of stuff is great, but when he keeps being like, I love that your thighs rub together, after the 10th or so time, you're like, well, are you trying to tell me something?
That wasn't our form of sarcasm.
Oh, well, that's good.
But yeah, she and I... The only problem really that kept our relationship from working is that she also had other people in relationships besides me.
Well, she probably clicked with a lot of people.
Apparently so.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, how many times do we talk about food here on the show? Quite a bit. How many times have we talked about, you know, you take a bite of pizza and it's super hot, or in a hot pocket, and that hot lava comes out and burns the top of your mouth or your tongue?
What do you do?
You know, a lawyer somewhere was like, we have to literally name this hot because we'll get sued. Mm-hmm. You know, people are going to put, we need to call it hot lava pocket.
Tori's the first one I could hear make that sound that people make when that happens.
It's true. It happens. You bite in and it assaults your mouth with its heat and you're like, trying to let the air out.
You're trying to blow it up.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever heard that sound so well done.
Sometimes I get offended food is so hot. And I'm the one who cooks it. But I go to take a bite and I'm like, son of a gun, this is burning my mouth.
And you know, when people laugh at me because they always like, oh, I want fresh hot fries. I'm like, I don't. I want the fries that's been there just a bit to cool them off.
Me too. I like warm food.
Because ain't nothing like driving. Reach your hand in the bag, grab hot fries, throw them in your mouth, and you're trying to not, your eyes are watering, trying not to crash.
I like them so hot it burns my fingers.
Oh my goodness.
Have you ever in the car, you're eating the hot fries and you put your mouth in front of the air vent to try to cool it down?
I knew you were going
to
say that. I've done that.
I put my fry in front of the vent.
I've hung it out the window before.
And I've given my dogs fries. And I've had to like lick him or blow on him first so he won't get burned. I know he's dumb enough, he will just chew them up.
That's, me too.
That's the worst feeling that I have. Like sometimes I'm fixing the kids' dinner and I'm like, you know, I put those hot chicken nuggets out there and then you see the, you know, my son bite into it. He's like, and I'm like, get a drink. I'm so sorry, Dad.
Really? Because I'm like, they're smart enough to figure it out on their own. The dog isn't.
Well, most of the time, the recipe says, let rest for 5 minutes.
Well, and I should have said that to him. Let that rest.
Yeah.
It's hot right
I don't
now.
Either.
It's my
Who
fault.
Who has that kind of time, though?
None.
And your kids will learn.
There you go. Bill's character.
No, I'm in my 30s and I still haven't learned.
Well, finally, science has figured out a way for us to eat pizza or drink coffee immediately without waiting a couple minutes for it to cool down.
That should be interesting to hear.
I'll tell you what I do with my coffee.
Okay.
I just add some cold water to it.
You can do that.
That's not good on pizza, though.
Well, you dip it in cold
All right. So a team of scientists, they've gotten together and they've created tongue strips that immediately relieve the pain you get from burning your tongue on hot foods.
That doesn't sound like a good solution at all.
The strips work like those little breathe strips that you have.
Is that on Amazon? I'm going to order some.
Only these help with burning and don't do anything for your breath.
Is there any good music when your tongue strips?
No. You got to do the hot noise.
No, the noise you make when you eat a Hot Pocket.
Oh, that hot noise. Oh, sorry. I'm ready. Set me up.
Part two.
No, part three.
It's actually worth waiting for.
Where do I put the dollar?
In her mouth.
Oh my gosh.
That's just gross.
I'll take tips.
Okay, but they have started testing them on people. So get ready. I'm sure they'll be on Amazon pretty soon.
So you set me up for failure on this.
Why?
You said they finally found a way for us to eat these things and enjoy them. I thought it was going to keep it from burning us to begin with. You're just treating it after we've burnt ourselves.
Yeah, just put that like a Band-Aid on your tongue.
Oh. And does that even help the roof of your mouth? Like when you lost that whole layer of skin?
They're still working on that one.
That is the worst when it's like a week later and you're sitting there peeling skin out of your mouth.
You don't enjoy food for that long, for the next 2 or 3 days
after
that.
Yeah, it's true, because you can't taste it.
Yeah.
I was confused when you said the tongue strips. I thought you put the strip on the food to see how hot it is.
Oh, that would have made more sense than this.
But you can tell how hot it is. You can see steam. You can feel it.
Sometimes, like the Hot Pocket, it's all on the inside.
You're right.
You know what? This is Hawk and Tom Show clickbait.
I gotcha.
Now I have a virus. And it wasn't. Hey, that's our whole show.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
It's a second date update. We have got Mark on the line. Mark, you went out with Alyssa, but not getting a call or text back, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I don't even know why, what's happening here. You know, I text her. I get no response. I did try calling her maybe two times.
Right.
I didn't want to seem like a creep.
Right.
Not even I'm busy or hey, you know. Not even no response from her whatsoever.
Ghosted.
So
okay,
all right. Well, that's where we come in. If we call, maybe she'll see our number on the phone and she'll answer, and then we can ask her what's going on.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Set tight, and we'll do all the work here. Hang on.
Hi, is this Alyssa?
Yeah, this is Alyssa.
Hey, it's Hawk and Tom. We are live on the radio right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, hey, good morning.
We would like to try to give you a prize this morning, a free night out on us, but we have a couple questions to ask with our second date update.
Oh, okay.
Okay. We understand you went out with a gentleman named Mark.
Yes, I did.
Okay. And Mark apparently tried to get in touch with you, but he said he wasn't able to. We told him we would call you and try to find out if there was maybe a problem, some reason why, just something to give him closure.
Are you comfortable talking about it on the radio?
Yes.
Okay.
So that he will take the no. And that will be that.
He'll take the no.
So now he told us he thought you had a nice dinner together.
We did. It wasn't the dinner, though.
Okay.
Okay, so I got there first, and it's like an outdoor patio dining area, and he rolls up in an Uber.
Okay.
Okay. It's responsible.
Okay, yeah. It sounds like he's going to have some fun that night.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
All right.
But here's the thing. So he comes, he sits down with me, we're chatting, and I asked him about it. I said, so, you know, why did you take the Uber today? And he says, well, he doesn't own a car.
He said, pardon me?
He says he doesn't own a car.
Oh, wow.
All right.
He doesn't own a car. So he says, you know, he lives downtown and he walks everywhere and any place he needs to go that's further than walking distance, he takes an Uber.
Hmm. Okay.
And
so this is, hold on.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute.
Mark is on the line with us right now.
Hey, Mark.
So this is why you didn't respond to me? Like, you couldn't just tell me this? You had to just ignore me? I don't see that pretty fair at all.
Here's the thing, though. I thought about it. I was like, yeah, that's pretty cool. But then I'm like, it's kind of limiting, and I don't want to be the chauffeur if we're going someplace, you know, like... I'll be your driver. You'll be mooching us.
Okay, you don't have to be. I live in downtown, as you know. I live around pretty much everything. There's no reason for you to be my driver at all.
Okay, but time out. What if you guys decide to go to Charlotte
or go
to the beach or something?
That's a little far for Uber. Yeah.
And before you know it, Alyssa's going to be not driving Miss Daisy. She'll be driving Mr. Mark around all over the place.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's just... not a negotiable for me.
Wow.
Well, aren't moms always the taxi driver for the family?
She's not a mom yet.
I'm rushing it, sorry.
So the connection was there. The chemistry was there. You know, we had a great conversation. The date was amazing. I know you think that as well. So you're letting this go just because I don't own a car?
You know, I got to go with Mark on one thing here. I would at least give it a try and see if it turns, if it started to turn into, oh, you're chauffeuring him everywhere he goes, you're Ubering him around, then you say, wait a second, this isn't working out for me. But I hate to think of just not even giving him a shot.
See, it might be
at
petty.
Give me a chance.
I'm kind of with her, though.
I gave him a shot. We did go on a date, and I said no.
Yes, you did.
Damn. I mean, I'm married, and I don't want to share a car. What about those last-minute errands? What if you're stuck somewhere, and he can't come get you because now you're the only one with the car? It's so inconvenient.
But see, that's the thing.
Yes.
As a woman, I feel like you could, like, you know, change him over time, convince him to get a car later, but you don't have to, you know.
What do you do? Spend your weekends at the car lot?
You change him.
I'm sorry? What'd you say?
It's not my job.
It's not her job to change him.
Oh.
I thought every woman did that when they were.
No, it is not my job to change him.
Okay, that makes sense. A real quick question for you, Mark. So let's say you do decide to go to Atlanta for the weekend or something. How do you get there?
Well, I'll use my friend's car, or I'll even, you know, pick up a rental car or something like that, and I'll just, you know, go up myself.
All right. Well, he's got a plan, you know. There you go, Alyssa.
It's crazy because I have friends that never want me to drive. They always want to pick me up. And I'm very appreciative.
What does that say about your driving?
Well, yeah. I don't know if it's that or they know I have more fun when I don't have to worry about driving or getting home.
Hey.
But I'm trying to grow up and drive myself everywhere, and they don't like it.
But you think about that, so she'll be driving Mark around all the time. Like, she's always the designated driver for the rest of her life.
Yeah, that's not a place I want to be.
Yeah, you have a driver's license at least, right?
I do, yes. But okay. I just choose not to have a car. If she would have given me a shot, you know, maybe down the line, I would have gotten a car. But to say that she's, you know, totally ignoring me just because I don't own a car,
yeah,
it just bums me out at this point.
But here's the trouble, is that you can't take the no and let it go.
Okay. Oh, my God. I want to go more than just the car here, Mark. Maybe it didn't go as well as you thought.
You pulled me onto a radio station to talk about this when you just cannot take the no, and all of a sudden it's like, it's my fault because you don't have a car. I have standards.
Okay.
And I have non-negotiables, and that's okay.
So it is okay.
Normally, this is a part of the segment we ask if you guys want to go out again, but your head. It's a no, a hard no, Mark.
We would have even paid for Uber.
All right.
No.
Hey, well, you know what, Mark? Here's the good news. At least you know you've got closure now. You know that this wasn't meant to be, and you know it's, there's more fish in the sea for both of you.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe. Wow. Yeah, all right. Find a girl that likes Uber.
Find a girl who lives downtown.
Find a girl who works for Uber.
All right. Hey, thank you guys for letting us talk about it on the Hawk and Tom Show this morning.
Absolutely.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
I'm going to ask you to bear with me. I am fighting through a cold right now, and my voice, depending on whether I went out in the hall and coughed for 5 minutes or if I tried to eat something warm, it kind of comes and goes.
Okay, but you said you had allergies.
It was allergies. It turned into a cold.
Of course.
But, okay. You know, everyone loves to pick on millennials, and then now that Gen Z has come along, they are one of the targets too. But sometimes I feel like in some places they deserve it. They come across very whiny. Now, this is not all Gen Z, but there is a new thing going around right now where Gen Z is trying to change the rules of society.
Oh, okay.
So they have these things that we have had established for so long in society, and they're saying, oh, maybe we don't need to follow these rules anymore.
Okie dokie.
Some of them may make sense. Some of them just sound whiny.
Let's hear them.
All right, the no double texting rule. You know, typically you're supposed to wait until someone texts you back before you text something else.
Yeah.
I've been breaking this rule forever.
Yes. Oh, it's been annoying forever.
It's because you think of something else after you finished your first text, and you're like, oh, yeah, I want to add this thing.
You can send 4 texts, maybe 14, to my one. When I'm trying to text back, I'm like, all of a sudden, here comes 5 other ones in.
Yeah, you're responding to the first one.
Yeah.
And then 4 more pop in while you're typing.
Yeah.
Everyone responds to Hawk with double text because he takes so long to text back.
Well, at least let me catch my breath. I'm like, let me come up for air from your text just dumping on me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's one that was interesting. Respect your elders.
What?
Some of the Gen Z says, some of the nastiest people I ever met are over 70. Good job. You survived to be a dinosaur, but respect is earned, not given. I disagree with that. I think that as you reach a certain age, you have made it through all of this.
Right.
You deserve at least some respect for that.
And you don't respect the rude ones. There are some grumpy old people, I know. But those are the ones you just
ignore them.
Just ignore them.
Yeah, I mean, but you have a good point. I'm like, because you think about life is so hard, and every year or every moment you get older, you realize, man, and one day you look back and you're like, oh, I see why Mama was that way.
Yeah.
She was fed up with me.
Yes. All right. This next one is kind of stupid. Expecting people working in food service to always be happy. They say food service is an exhausting, thankless, and stressful job that doesn't pay enough, and sometimes it's okay for them to be grumpy.
No.
Well, if they're going to be grumpy, they're not going to get a good tip. Because the whole point of that job is to try to make you enjoy your dinner, and that's why we pay the extra money.
All right. I was thinking more so along the lines of fast food. It's like if Chick-fil-A can sit there and say it's my pleasure and give you some good service, so can the other, you know, restaurants.
Yeah, recently, and I won't say where, I was ordering something to eat.
Uh-huh.
And I stood there, and the woman, the girl working, she was busy, like, prepping other stuff.
Yeah.
And I stood there for a second. Finally, she goes, "Do you need something?" I said, "Well, I would like to order."
Yeah.
And I said, "I'm sorry to bother you."
Yeah.
She never smiled. It was quick to get my order. And I said, "Thank you so much." She turned, didn't say a word, went back to her prepping the stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, "You do not need to be working with the public."
Yeah. Right. Grumpy butt.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I know the public can be rude to you. But at least if I'm trying to be nice back.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad, though, when you're going through a drive-thru sometimes and you hear this.
Yeah. Can I take your order?
Would you hurry up?
All right. This next one, it's a rule in society they don't think needs to apply anymore. They say it should be acceptable to respectfully decline gifts. Why do I have to pretend to like something, take it home, and re-gift it later? Because it's the polite thing to do. You hurt someone's feelings if you tell them that the gift sucks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just easier and more polite. This sounds like something that people who have no empathy would come up with. Like the someone who sat on their computer all day and talked to a screen and didn't actually interact with real life human beings would come up with.
I mean, there's an art to opening that gift going, "Oh, you shouldn't have," or, you know, just knowing exactly what to say, even if you don't like it.
We played the Dirty Santa game for Christmas with my family, and this past year I got this foot kit, like nail clippers, scrubs, and all that. And I'm like, will I use this? And I'm like, maybe my mom will. And I'm like, "Mom, you want this?" She goes, "I'm the one that bought it." She goes, "But I'll take it."
Yeah.
And now I wish I hadn't given it to
her. I know.
Yeah, so
I've done that
just
before.
Give it to your mom if you don't like your gift.
All right. This is not that big a deal. Placing a napkin on your lap. They say it lands on the floor 99 out of 100 times anyway.
Not where I tuck it.
Okay.
You tuck it in your shirt.
Tuck it in my belt.
That's a good idea, Kato.
That's good.
Or I hold it between my legs.
It's like a little apron.
I don't want to use that napkin again. But
God, it's my napkin.
Well, eventually, if you're at a restaurant.
What are you going to do if you got something on the corner of your mouth? Do you like bend down on the table?
No, I untuck it and bring it up.
I got you.
And smell it first.
Sniff it.
Okay.
Sniff that napkin.
Here's a society rule that Gen Z is trying to get rid of. It's unacceptable to date a friend's ex. They don't agree with that. They say just because it didn't work out for them doesn't mean it shouldn't work out for you.
You can't do that.
It's just a code, man. I mean, there can be exceptions. And if you truly think it is the love of your life, you can ask permission. But I don't think you should just go and swoop in on someone's ex. Mm. I had this happen.
Yeah.
I dated a girl once, and one of my buddies came to me afterwards and asked permission to date her. And I said yes, because that was a respectful thing to do, and I wasn't going to do him wrong.
That was our buddy Marty. You know him, Kato.
Yeah.
Yeah. Marty did that twice to Tom. Twice he asked.
I was afraid to ask out any more women.
I know. Because they were roommates. And that's what made it worse.
Oh, you.
So, we were roommates. And then so.
I'm like, "Hi, Edie."
Yeah. Marty would bring in a girl Tom dated like 6 months earlier. And it's just, or Marty would. And it was just weird.
I like the permission thing. But for me, my breakups, it takes me a minute to get over.
Right.
And so you can't swoop in. You're going to have to give it 6 months to a year.
Yeah, give it some time.
Yeah, because if you ask me, I'll say I'd rather you didn't.
Yeah. Hmm.
But if I'm over it, take her out.
All right, this last one is just silliness, I think. They say blessing people when they sneeze is stupid. Don't call attention to sneezes, especially in meetings. And then one person said, "Why don't we bless farts?" I'd be on board with that.
I would too. Yeah, bless you.
Because you try to hold a fart in.
Well, the sneezes, you kind of do too.
No,
it just eventually comes out.
You know what? What if you covered your bottom like you did your mouth? You know? It's like every time you did that.
What if you blew your nose or blew? Never mind.
Okay.
I think some people do.
Gross.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I'm going to tell you about some things you can and cannot do with hidden cameras, and I'm going to tell you about a trend that's going around with the Ring doorbell cameras.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to start off with something you cannot do with these cameras. A guy in Northern California just got arrested for putting a GoPro
GoPro camera in a very strange place.
On his shoes.
No, but that is illegal.
Yeah.
If you're trying to get upskirt videos. I guess if they were aimed straight ahead, it would be okay. But if they're aimed upwards, that's not good.
In a dressing room at the Walmart.
You're on the right track, but no, he did not stoop that
well,
low.
You might want to do that at a different store.
Target.
Yeah. But here's what he did. It's really weird at first. It makes more sense later. He hid one inside a kitty litter box.
Ugh.
Oh, well.
I can tell you what he's going to see.
I know, right?
Well, it's a GoPro. The kitty was going.
So at first glance, that's what I thought, too. I'm like, this guy's got a weird kink, man. Why would you want to see cats go in the bathroom?
Yeah.
But it turns out that the litter box was inside his ex-wife's bathroom, and they believe it was aimed in a way to maybe see her when she went to the bathroom.
Honestly?
That is very bizarre, right? Right. Okay, yeah. So he's been arrested for that.
Well, sure.
Because they basically said that it's a, I think it's a felony to put a hidden camera like that. It's peeping.
And did he not think that she would clean out that litter box and see the GoPro or the cat would kick up?
Well, here's the bad part.
Kick stuff
he
over
would have got away with it, but he left some video on the little memory card inside of it. And one of them was video of him setting it up. So they knew exactly who did it, and they knew exactly what they were doing.
On a side note, I'm looking for it on Amazon right now. But as a gag gift, there's a coloring book, and it's got cat butts. It's for cat butts.
That's a really far side note.
But that's a great gift, don't you think?
No, I don't.
You got to see it.
No, I really don't.
Look at it.
The fact that you found that so quickly, was that in your wish list?
It was. It was because I think it'd be a great cat gift.
A cat gift.
That's like a porn coloring book.
Yeah, you're going to go to jail.
It's a cat butt coloring book.
So weird.
Yes. And I'll be like, I did not know.
What color crayons you need, brown?
Well, with a cat, you need pink.
Oh, my gosh.
Starfish.
All right.
Okay.
Golly, man.
Why did you take us on that side?
So hard to recover from something like that.
I know. What are you talking about, cat bottoms?
So here is the trend that's going on with the Ring doorbell cameras. And a lady's already been arrested for this. But people are walking up to these Ring doorbells, the houses they don't know, and they're women, and they're lifting their shirt and flashing them.
Oh,
why?
Sounds like something
I don't know. The woman who got arrested was 58 years old and not in the prime of her days.
Oh, bless her heart.
And they think she was doing it because she was intoxicated. But she went through several of these houses and was lifting her shirt up at the doorbell cameras.
Now, what homeowner would call and complain?
I know, right?
I would just laugh going, look at the drunk woman.
Exactly. I would, too.
I'd post it on social media.
I'd press save, and then I would be like, oh, wow, look at this. But
depending on how old she was.
She's 58.
Oh, okay. Well, you might not have seen them.
Okay. That's
Hawking Tom saying this. I think there are a lot of 50-year-old women that look
don't
awesome.
Don't include me on
this. I wasn't.
You done said, what did you say? You said some little remark first, though.
He would save it.
No, not in the prime of her life is what he said.
I'm saying that she's probably not in the prime. I didn't say that it was necessarily horrible.
We're not offending people. We ain't trying to.
Just a few 58-year-olds.
Yeah. But you know what's so funny? So Tom comes up, and he's doing his research this morning. Have you noticed that both his stories has to do with naked women?
Cats and women.
I really can't call you out. I mean, I'm looking up cat butt coloring books on Amazon.
Yeah, you can't call anyone out.
Yeah, I know.
For anything. But I thought that was interesting because we get a lot of these doorbell things where someone comes up, and usually it's the delivery guy or something like that. But every now and then it's a stranger, and you don't know what they're up to. And it would be startling to, like, open up your little list of events and to see someone do that. But like you, Cato, I don't imagine I would call the police. Now, if it was a man, I might.
Why?
Well, if he was to show his privates.
Well, lifting up his shirt, I do that downtown.
Well, I'm not talking about that.
How in the world is he ringing the doorbell is what I want to know.
That's why I call the police.
Oh, wow, that's talent.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
There's a saying called jumping the shark, and it goes way back into like the 70s on a TV show
Okay.
called Happy Days.
And there was an episode where one of the characters, Fonzie, jumped over a shark on his motorcycle. And that episode was supposedly the episode where the series went downhill from there.
Right.
And so now jumping the shark pretty much means when something has reached the point where it's no longer relevant and it's stupid now.
Yep.
I think that's what's happening with People Magazine and their Sexiest Man Alive.
Tell me more.
Well, you used to have the Sexiest Man Alive would be people like Hugh Jackman, Matt Damon, George Clooney, Matthew McConaughey, Johnny Depp, even Ryan Reynolds, Bradley Cooper, Channing Tatum, so many, Chris Hemsworth, David Beckham, and they were Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
They're sexy.
These are sexy men.
Yeah.
Then last year we had John Krasinski, who was Jim on The Office.
Okay.
And it was, I don't know if he would be the sexiest man alive. He was more like the dad bod man of the year. He was that guy that women would probably like to have long term, but not necessarily the sexiest man alive.
Well, he kind of whipped into shape a little bit.
He did. He had a few movies where he kind of was a little better off.
He was like a spy or something. Mm. And how about Chris Pratt? Now, has he ever been the sexiest man alive?
Because he, why you looking at me?
At one time, he had the kind of same body like Jim. Is like, and then he whipped into shape to do all those Marvel movies.
Yep. And to be honest, I didn't even know People Magazine still existed.
At the grocery store, if I got a long list line, I'm looking at all that. I'm looking at the Enquirer. I'm looking at all that cellulite. Okay. The stars. You got to guess.
Well, John Krasinski may not have been jumping the shark, but there is a People staffer who is campaigning very hard this year for someone who I believe, if they are named as Sexiest Man Alive, will be jumping the shark. This will no longer be a relevant thing.
Okay.
They're campaigning for Jack Black to be the People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. She says he has the moves of a jungle cat, genius comedic timing, and a signature devilish grin.
Oh, okay.
She said that he is even more superior of a love interest than Jude Law in the romantic flick The Holiday. She also says he's a devoted family man, he's awesome to his fans, and he does a lot of charity work.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all fine and dandy, but that isn't what the sexiest man alive is.
Well, I think you put a lot of preference on looks, Tom.
Well, like, that's what sexiest is it's of animal magnetism and looks.
I don't know if it's all looks. Sometimes a guy could just be, you know, sexy, just, you know, it's what's inside, too. It's the way he carries himself. And, like, you know, I'm trying to be PC here.
You're jumping the shark. Jack Black is not ever, in any world that I know of, the sexiest man alive.
What is the definition of sexiest?
I think we gave a sexy. Great example with just the people that we've had in the past.
I didn't know if there was like, you know, on line or something, the definition for sexiest.
Well, I think you're going to be really shocked when you look it up.
I'll Google it real quick.
Okay.
Continue.
I don't think you'll be able to read it probably. But the people who have been the sexiest man alive before, that doesn't fit. Jack Black doesn't fit with any of those people.
Okay.
I thought you had your sexiest.
Okay.
You should have thought that through, shouldn't you?
It's not really being, it's not giving me anything.
Yeah, Jack Black's probably not mentioned, is it?
It's not got Jack Black or his picture here at all.
I mean, he's funny, but
he's not sexiest.
I mean, I'm thinking
he's scraggly looking.
I mean, I'm thinking, and I can't think of, and I'm not trying to put down women that are overweight, but say an overweight woman was on the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition.
Right.
Do you think men would still buy it at that point?
It would definitely not fit with what they've done in the past.
So, I mean, and why don't we have a sexiest woman on People?
They have it on other stuff. So, like you said, Sports Illustrated and stuff.
That's true.
I think that for Sexiest Man Alive, you pick sexy men. And if you want to have a category for Jack Black, you can have Funniest Men or, I don't know. Jack Black would be permanently friend zoned in most relationships.
Guys with the best personality.
Yeah.
All right. Provoking or intended to provoke romantic interest?
Well,
that's not Jack Black.
It's okay.
Well, I mean, is he married? His wife might.
Well, one person, but that's not make you the sexiest person. My wife thinks I'm sexy, but no one's nominating me.
I guess it had examples like sexy dress. Like, this is a sexy dress. Like, you know.
I can't believe you had to look this up. I mean, we know what it is. It's sexy.
Calm.
Oh, yeah, his mom didn't even read him that book until he was 13.
No, I was 16. But the sexy dress, like, would not be like a little Harold's on the Prairie dress. It would be a more revealing dress.
It was to Paul.
Okay.
But I just, I feel like we've gotten to, I thought we were past the PC crap now. I mean, that's just, it's ludicrous. It's, yeah. And it's nothing against Jack Black. Great guy. I'm fine. I'm thrilled with him. But I don't think he should be named as the sexiest man alive. It ruins the whole concept. Right. Why even do it anymore?
You know what? They should have an app for People Magazine or whatever and have America vote for it like they do on American Idol or The Voice and all that stuff. And just have, who's the sexiest person alive? Of course, it'd be the same person every year probably.
We'll tell you that after the break.
Yeah.
I think, don't even know what I was going to say. I forgot.
Oh.
You can tell us after the break.
I'm with you. I think that it's probably another one of those, like the Super Bowl, it's rigged. I think that movie companies pulled out people and said, hey, we need John Krasinski to do it because he's got a movie coming out. So now he's going to be sexist.
And
man
we'll
of the
pay
year.
You $1 million to do
because
that.
Because it gets his name in the paper. He starts, and then he starts promoting his movie. And the movie
now,
does
what
better.
Movie would he be promoting?
I don't know.
Minecraft. He just has Minecraft out.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah, Minecraft the movie is out with Jack Black, and it's doing very well.
Oh. Chicken Jockey.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So
I thought you meant John Krasinski.
So your theory is maybe correct.
There you go. But I don't think he'll get it. She's just campaigning for him.
Let's face it, though. A few years back before you were married, you were voted like the... What was
best
it?
Best dressed.
Most eligible bachelor?
That was self-proclaimed.
Oh, okay.
So is the best dressed.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.